Before we move on to the next game, where is Brady heading after this?
Home.
In y'all opinions.
But I don't think he's going to leave.
He's not retiring. I really wanted to say, like, you know, happy with.
Welcome back to Check the Stats, everyone, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Harry.
What's good?
I just hit my mic. And Taj.
Yo, yo, yo.
Unfortunately, we are without T-Rain this week, but he'll be joining us back soon. Y'all know the vibes.
He'll be back.
Y'all know the vibes. It's nothing serious. But we miss you out there.
Shout out, Tarun.
Shout out, T-Rain.
Whatever you doing.
Crazy last week. Stupendous, I would say, wild card round.
Bro, one of the best weekends of football I've seen
for you
in a long time.
going 6 for 6 on the predictions.
Six for six, bro. Clap it up.
Call me MJ, no cap.
Yeah.
No, don't call me that.
You can go back and stat check him. Not fact check him, stat check him.
Indeed.
Gone 6 for 6. I'll let you go ahead and start this episode with the Jaguars and Chiefs, or if you want to reflect on the last week's game. And the crazy comeback.
You can reflect just a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean,
that boy Lawrence.
You know, I was the only one who picked the Jaguars, and I did it because I thought Trevor Lawrence was that guy, and he is that guy. He
proved it.
Because when everything was against him, down 27 points, 4 interceptions, coming out of halftime, he changed his entire mindset. He didn't try to get everything back in like 5 plays, like 1 or 2 drives. You know, people keep forcing deep balls. He didn't do any of that. He played methodically. They were going up against zone defense. All he did was quick passes. And then he led a no huddle down the field. And that's how they scored a lot of their touchdowns, right? His tempo. So Trevor Lawrence, you know, people are saying that he's going to be the next great quarterback up there with the rest of them. But I think he's already great. He already has a historical playoff comeback that nobody thought he could do, right? Yeah. Down 27 points, so. Shout out to Jaguars, man. That's a lot of heart right there, a lot of passion. And if you look at, you know, like NFL films, like all like the mic'd up and whatever, the Jaguars sideline, they never lost hope. Like as soon as they scored that touchdown before half, the entire mentality in the sideline was, we've done this before, we've came back before, we've came back the entire season. We never give up in any game this entire season. So I don't know, man. Jaguars head coach Peterson, he's got them boys ready to play and in a mentally good spot. So
no, I agree with that. I completely agree.
It was a crazy
with that.
Comeback. They deserved it. And let's talk about this week a little bit. We're going to play the Chiefs. kind of running into a buzzsaw, you know, playing against the best quarterback in the league, you know.
Yeah.
It's undisputed best quarterback, the best tight end. You could argue the best coach.
Best offense.
It's set up, yeah, and they have like a top 5 defensive player in Chris Jones. So it's set up for the Jaguars to have their season ended right here, which is kind of sad because, you know, they're an underdog and we all like underdogs.
Yeah.
Is there?
I loved them last week, bro. I loved them last week against the Chargers, shaky-ass Chargers, you know. The Chiefs, bro, they're a completely different animal, a different beast. So I want to hear a little bit what you guys think before I say anything more.
I think last game with the Jaguars and the Chargers, more like Jaguars performed, right? They did their end of the bargain.
They were up.
But the Chargers also kind of helped them out there. The play calling wasn't the best, right? Yeah. You were right about the coach fumbling the bag multiple times.
He's known for bad decisions, bro. That's literally his MO the entire time he's been there.
Yeah. But Andy Reid's not known for that, right? Andy Reid's known for execution.
He had questionable decisions like early on in his career, but he's way more than established now. He knows what he's doing.
You got better coaching there. Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence is good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Better than on good. His way to be great.
I think he's better than good. But
but Pat Mahomes is great already. Like he's insane.
He's solidified.
Chiefs got the quarterback and the coach, defense
and the offense.
And the offense. I mean,
all well rounded, and that's what I was. I think that's last week tells you a lot about the Jaguars and the Chargers because the Chargers were up for the first half, and yes, you. Do credit the Jaguars not giving up and all that, and they're a resilient team. They've been that the whole season. I mean, they came back. The Titans were ahead, and the Titans fumbled the bag, lost 5 games, and the Jaguars capitalized on that.
I told you, that was a playoff game
I mean, you were right with saying they've been coming back all fucking season long, and they fought through in the playoffs. But the Chargers, I feel like it also tells you a lot about them. I think their next season is going to be way better
Should it better be? You're wasting years of Justin Herbert, who could be a Hall of Famer.
He did a perfect job, I think. You have to give him credit. He did all he could, bro.
The defense, like, I'm not going to blame the defense on the whole comeback, but I mean, defense did let up 30 points pretty much, you know, after they were up 30. Herbert did his job. And I just think they should fire the coach, honestly. That's where I think it starts. And I think they fired their offensive coordinator, Lombardi, right? The former Saints guy. So it's okay. I don't know why you're firing the coordinator. You should be firing the head coach.
Yeah.
Because he's a defensive guy. Also, and they fell apart.
They'll probably give the coach another season, maybe just a chance, because like
they're not doing nothing just because he earned it.
Just for the reason saying, oh, he had to play with backups the whole season.
And he made the playoffs.
Yeah, and the whole team wasn't healthy. It wasn't a tough division at all.
You can tell the coach.
He'll get another chance. I think he'll get another chance.
It's their loss.
Yeah, the Jaguars seeing the Chiefs. It's gonna be.
They're dead ass running into a buzzsaw. Like the Chiefs have been playing like the best team in the AFC, and you could argue the league, like, you know, over the past like 8 weeks. So,
and can we? I mean, seeing what the Jaguars did in the first half, if they do that against the Chiefs, it's game over. There's no coming back from that.
No, you can't.
But like their offense, the Jaguars' offense have to keep up with the Chiefs.
The Jaguars pretty much have to score like at least 25 points. Yeah, because that's what you pretty much think the Chiefs are going to score every single game, at least 20, 25. They could hit 30. Both teams could hit 30 in this game if they're firing like that. Mm-hmm. But to me, I mean, the only way the Jaguars can win this game is if they stay in it in the first half, because I don't think they'll make that comeback against the
Chiefs. You can't make a comeback on the Chiefs.
As long as you keep it within a score or two, they'll probably have a chance, but their defense is just not very like average.
Their
defense,
the best offense.
They don't have much of a pass rush, which if you're playing Mahomes, the main way to beat Mahomes is you have to get to him with only four rushers and set everybody else back. And still the Jaguars are not the best team at that.
And still he can get out of that.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's going to be like a blowout. I don't think Jaguars is a team that's going to make them work for it.
I don't think it'll be a blowout. I hope it's not a blowout. Yeah. I mean,
it's a good trend of games that's been going on. Very competitive.
The way the Chiefs are playing, I just don't see the Chargers pulling out the dub just because McKinnon, their running back, has 9 touchdowns receiving.
Which is crazy.
Because he didn't start the year off like, as their like, starting running back. You know, Edwards-Helaire, he got hurt, and then Pacheco had his run, and then he's still playing, but then they brought McKinnon in and made him more like a receiving type, kind of like a Camaro or CMC, right? He's doing everything for them in the red zone. In the red zone, you don't see Pacheco unless they're all at the goal line. You see McKinnon literally running wheel routes every single time in the red zone. So
it's just working.
The way they're playing.
Plus a ring around the rosy.
I'm sorry, bro. I love the Jaguars, you know. I hope it's a close-ass game. You know, I even hope, like, I wouldn't even be mad if the Jaguars won, but I just think...
Why would you be mad?
I just think the Chiefs... Mahomes is... I don't know, but I just think...
What do the Chiefs do to you?
I just think the Chiefs... I think, you know, they're too good to lose.
Yeah. Mahomes is 4-for-4 in the divisional round, so that doesn't, you know, help.
Shit. No, another guy...
Travis Kelce was one pass off from Tyreek Hill's passing record, or what's it called? Reception record?
One catch?
Yeah. So he had 110
in the regular season.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of crazy.
They gotta focus on Kelce.
He's literally the best tight end ever.
That's big stats.
At this point, it's kind of hard to argue otherwise. Actually, I mean, you could argue Gronk, but I think he's the best receiving tight end ever. So
you know who could have gone 8-for-8? Tom Brady.
But did he though?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to Brady.
Don't worry. Yeah. We'll get to Brady. 100%. So yeah, I'm picking the Chiefs. You guys picking the Chiefs?
There's no way.
It's pretty like, you know.
You'd love to see a dog win.
That's pretty concrete.
That ain't happening.
I'm not gonna cap. Let's move on to the next game of the week. Just like we were talking about Brady, right? Team that beat Brady, the Cowboys versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Full shutdown.
It's a sick ass matchup because last year kind of got embarrassed a little bit.
Yeah.
And
big time, actually.
The Niners have been in these spots a lot of times in the past few years. They keep getting deeper and deeper in the playoffs, right? They made it to the conference last year with Jimmy G.
I think so.
They made it to the conference, right?
I think last year? Yeah.
So the Niners, bro.
Purdy.
They could be the best team in the league from top to bottom. Like every facet, all the coaching, all the schemes, you could argue the Niners is the best team in the league.
That's how they look to me ever since they got CMC.
They're so complete.
Don't know. I mean, they got Jimmy G back, and they were a little bit shaky at first, but then they just kept getting better. They got CMC, and now Purdy popping off somehow, some way.
He's way better than I thought he was.
No. Yeah,
I thought he was like. I thought he was a regular. I thought he was like a regular backup. Like, okay, he can manage the game well. Nah. he can manage the game well and he won't turn the ball over, yeah. which he is doing. But if you see the way he moves in the pocket and the way he moves around like the edge of the defense, yeah, it's literally borderline elite. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that can move the way he can. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like IQ. It's just like feel for the game.
Yeah.
He knows when to step up in the pocket. He knows when to run out of the pocket.
Yeah.
He knows how to move to make a throw. He knows he's better than Jimmy G on play action.
Mm-hmm.
We know Jimmy G is not the most mobile guy ever. No. So
injuries.
All his like plays that Shanahan was calling for Jimmy G was pretty stagnant. Like, didn't move from the pocket. Purdy can get out of the pocket.
He can move like crazy.
And they're already amazing at running the ball. So when you have another mobile quarterback, Niners offense is low-key unstoppable.
I think their other thing is having CMC takes a lot of pressure off Purdy and Debo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, CMC put up 100 yards last week. That's got to take a lot of pressure off Purdy. You know, that's tiring the defense. That's making them so tired that it's hard on the next play to come out and catch Purdy, who's been very, very elusive and has been throwing the ball like effectively. I mean, he was great in college, but I did not expect him to be transitioning to that. And it felt like that.
In the games that he's played this year, he has a 107 quarterback rating.
Which is crazy. Isn't that better than Tom Brady?
No, that's insane.
Probably.
Hell yeah, better than Tom Brady.
In the wild card game, he went 18 for 30 with
solid
332 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Speaks for itself.
You don't got like Can't starting ask. Quarterbacks doing that some games.
Yeah, I think you're not doing that, your boy.
You know,
where's Sam Howell?
We're the Saints, bro.
There we go. I'm just saying.
Talk about teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You were talking about good QB ratings. You said 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know who has to do that to win this game?
There we go.
Dak Prescott.
Oh yeah.
Dak Prescott last week probably played the best game of his career.
Yeah.
Like everybody thought. I mean, me as well, me included. That Dak can't get it done on a big stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the Cowboys to win, but I didn't think Dak would play the game he played. He had 4 touchdowns, no picks.
They were marching down every time. Every single drive.
Literally in the first quarter, or you could say maybe even the first half, you could say that like Dak was like, he looked rushed. He looked like his head was moving too fast. He didn't know really what was going on. He wasn't really reading the defense. He was kind of just like, he looked hurried up. It didn't look like a elite quarterback, like relaxed and he knows what he's doing. But then as soon as he made a few completions and they got that touchdown to Schultz, Dak's confidence went to the roof, and you could tell.
Yeah,
you could literally tell the way Dak was playing in the second half was probably the best I've ever seen Dak play.
Yeah.
And he literally has to do that, if not better, to beat the Niners. Because that's how good they are. The Bucks are a terrible team, bro.
They barely made it
to the playoffs. They literally barely made it. They only made it because the division is a god-awful division this year. So the Cowboys, to win this game, have to play as good, if not better, than last week, which is a hard task.
They played
almost a perfect game. Almost a perfect game.
Everything except extra points.
Yeah, except extra points. That's so crazy. Yo, I've never seen anything
like that. Four extra points. The four or
if
three?
Four,
right?
He made the fifth one. He made the fifth one.
That's insane.
I was about to say five.
They're not getting rid of him, right? They're going to work with him.
Come on.
It's the playoffs. How are you going to get rid of a kicker?
Good point.
I don't think you can.
I mean, he missed more in that game than he did all season long.
Which is insane.
Which is just unlucky.
He missed two, he was like, oh, shit, okay, I definitely got to make the third one. I think he said it, or I'm not sure if he said it or someone else was like, on the first kick, he was barely trying because most kickers don't have to try to kick a PAT. It's very easy. You just like take 2 steps and you don't have to try, right, get your full motion. Yeah. He didn't do that and he missed. And the second one he missed again, he got in his own head. Missed a third and fourth
after
one.
After that, you're just
there's no other
head.
Explanation besides he was in his own head.
Yeah.
Missed two more kicks after that, and then you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad the Cowboys sideline, and especially like CeeDee Lamb. He went up to him and was like, "You're good. We're behind you. Like, how many times have you saved us? You know, like we're behind you."
At halftime,
they're so lucky the Bucks played terrible, and that because if it was a close game,
that's true.
Yeah, if it was a close game, I don't know. I don't know what could happen. So
it was a good game to get the yips. But at halftime, Dak, you could see Dak had emotions about it.
I didn't like that. I know it's terrible to miss that many kicks, but your quarterback has to be a leader. He can't be throwing his helmet, losing his cool. Even though like it's not a big deal, it's not a huge deal. But I don't want my star quarterback doing that. I want him to go over to him and be like, "I don't care if you miss the next three. We're gonna be behind you." Like that's. That's what like Breeze or Tom Brady would say. I think that's why I think they would
say. I understand, but it's a little bit extra passion that was shown there. But like, it's just like in that moment where you're marching down, you're getting like fucking hit left buckets and buckets right, and you're doing your job to like a T.
Yeah,
and just kick the ball.
This one guy who has one job isn't doing like, the only thing he's paid for.
Yeah, I'd be tight.
I don't know. I get it. Yeah,
I would have vocalized like that.
I think Tom Brady. But also, maddest shit if his kicker did that. I think he would have been yelling
Tom Brady,
his
what
ass
you mean?
Off.
Tom Brady in the beginning of the season when his O-line wasn't performing, went up to him and just cooked him.
That's been his like MO was when they're losing, Brady's always yelling at people. Not every quarterback is like that.
Yeah.
And then also Brady has won the most. So like when he yells at you, people kind of just like take it. Cause like what can you say?
It's all
like,
what are you gonna say? It's Brady yelling at you.
But let's get back to Cowboys Niners game. Yeah.
It's a lot of talent in this matchup. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of talent on the wide receiving end, on the running end. It's like, I think it should be very high scoring. It should be.
I think the defenses are too nice.
But I think the 49ers defense is better. I think they'll be able to strap down.
I think they're more complete.
Yeah, I think they're more cohesive on offense and defense than the Cowboys are. And we know how the Cowboys can, be good one week and then the next week.
The Cowboys are a little too streaky. Away. They're a little too streaky. Exactly. When they're hot, they're definitely hot. Yeah. They're hard to beat.
In the game. They have to be hot in the game.
But they could definitely like have that off day where you're just like, this is the against the Commanders. Like that's kind of how they started off against the Bucks. It was just like, what is happening? Like this is terrible. But
just then, 6 points.
As soon as they pick it up, they're a hard team to stop because they get confidence. Mm-hmm. It's hard to stop that. Like I think the only way, not the only way, but one of the ways like they could win this game is they have to start off. And not just start off running the ball, that's the Niners defense is one of the best, if not the best, at stopping the run.
Yeah.
So they got to start off throwing, honestly. Not even play action. Just start the game. Just go a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. You know how like most teams, they script the first like 10, 15 plays.
Yeah.
They need to go out there and they need to be fast and quick passes right away. Because that'll put the Niners like defense, they'll be like a little bit like, shit, like they're coming out here mad, aggressive. They're not going to be phased, but they'll be, if you start running the ball right away and the running game's not going, the running game's not going to be there for the rest of the game.
You're obviously going to be passing.
They're better at passing. Get the passing game going, and then you can get the running game going later on when they're backed off a little bit. So I think that's the only way. Okay, that's the best way. I think that's the best way for the Cowboys to win because the Niners have more talent than the Cowboys.
Definitely.
Like, they had this team last year pretty much, made it to the conference. Yeah. And then now they added CMC.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be very, very hard for the Cowboys to stop him.
Debo got better this season.
Debo is insane. Ayuk's been making big plays. Too. Jennings been making plays.
On the other side, CeeDee Lamb has got better. Pollard's been shown out of nowhere.
They know. Now they know that he's the better back. They're giving him the ball. They're giving him the ball more.
Ellie is more like in those situations where you just have to push the ball up. Like
he's a bulldozer. He's a bulldozer.
Into a fullback.
There's no finesse. There's no breakaway speed. Pollard has some runs that we were just like, oh shit.
He's just elusive.
He broke two tackles and ran up the sideline for I forget how many yards.
Yeah,
he's a big play.
That's game changing plays. Like those 10, 15, 20 yard, 30 runs. Like. It was a game-changing play. So.
I think Elliott has lost some of his speed.
Of his speed.
Yeah,
right?
After injuries.
He's literally a shell of himself from the first two years. But
he's still a truck.
He's still big as hell.
Get you a few yards that you need, and that dynamic kind of works. But I think matching up to the 49ers, I think they still have the better running game. They still have the better...
Cowboys?
The Niners. The Niners still have a better... running game, receiving game.
Better schemes, better coach.
California football.
Maybe if Purdy has a bad day, maybe if they shut him down, they can shut down the 49ers because then they'll have to resort back to the run game and CMC is not going to handle all that.
Who's that linebacker for the Cowboys? He wears that neck brace.
Vander Esch.
Also,
he came back from injury.
Yeah.
They needed him. They definitely needed him.
Micah did not look.
But he played the rest of the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but like...
I know, he wasn't the same.
He was limping. He was limping for most of the time.
He has to be dominant.
He has to be 100%.
He has to be dominant.
Not gonna lie, that linebacker, as good as he is, reminded me of the longest yard.
The longest yard linebacker?
So funny as shit, man.
Another crazy stat I want to throw at you guys. Yeah. Dak only had one 300... plus yard game this entire regular season. And then the second one he had this entire season was last week against Tom Brady. 200-300 plus yard passing games the entire season. He basically needs to do that again this week, because
can he do
that? They're the best thing they're like good at is passing, not running. So I mean, he can, because we saw last week.
Yeah,
he can make those big throws. He just can't be scared. He can't come out and be shaky like he was last week. They had to come out and be aggressive. So for me, Dak has to be the best player for the Cowboys to win. Pollard can't be the best player. Zeke can't be. Lamb has to be one of the best players.
Lamb has to
but
be.
But Dak has to be. Dak has to be the leader and the best player.
I mean,
that's the only way the Cowboys can win is Dak is the best player.
Lamb is usually their first option to throw to.
Obviously, yeah. But it's if Dak can get him the ball. Because
yeah.
Lamb's open a lot of times. But
that's true.
Dak has to be the guy. That's it. Agreed. What do you guys think is going to win?
I'm taking the 49ers in this case. Either way, no matter how good I think Dak's going to be, I think 49ers are going to take it.
Yeah, I think CMC.
I want to pick the Cowboys, man, just because, like, I want to see an upset because, like, everybody's picking the Niners, obviously, because they are, you know, a very complete roster. And the Cowboys are known for choking. But I don't know why. I feel something different about this game. I don't know.
Because they showed up.
They showed up in a big fashion, bro. Like, they demolished the Bucks. Like, it wasn't even like they just beat them.
I was like, you guys were talking. I was watching. Yeah. Literally, it was 25 seconds left.
We are Steph watching. Took a shot. We are currently watching the Celtics Warriors game on TNT.
You should have seen Steph's.
It is tie game at regulation. You know, just a little. Yeah. So I'll give you a little update. I know we're talking NFL, but
you're gonna see my facial expression.
Love NBA, don't
crazy game.
Jaylen Brown out here trying to, you know, be the man.
All right. Back to NFL.
Yeah.
So you guys both picking Niners.
Yeah.
Go with the Cowboys.
Contemplating.
At least one of us will get it right.
Here we go.
Yeah, fuck
it,
bro.
I don't wanna
I'm going to go for the Cowboys. You know, I'm the farthest thing from a Cowboys fan. I'm not a fan of the Cowboys at all because Saints and Cowboys are old rivals. You know, they don't like each other. But I'm picking the Cowboys for the second week in a row.
Why not?
What a guy.
Hey, man, they have a chance.
It's been a while.
Purdy could definitely shit the bed. Prescott could have another amazing game. So, come on, Cowboys, I need a dub.
So,
Purdy ball out, baby.
Before we move on to the next game, where is Brady heading after this?
Home.
In y'all opinions.
But I don't think he's gonna leave.
He's not retiring. I really wanted to say you know, happy retirement and all that, because I'm pretty sure I said that last week.
Yeah.
I was like, happy retirement, Brady. Half of it was true. Like he did get knocked out, but he's still playing at like a decent level. He just needs a really good O-line, and he could do whatever he wants. Like, the Bucks O-line is, like average, a little bit above average. They used to be amazing, which is how he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They literally had the best O-line in the league.
Yeah.
Literally. They lost, like, 3 All-Pros from that O-line, so it's not the same O-line.
For sure.
I mean,
he just needs to go somewhere. He needs to go somewhere else, and I think he will. There's no point for him to stay in Tampa Bay. He has no loyalty to them. It's not like he was raised in California.
He already won them a ring.
If Purdy wasn't playing like so good, I would say that he could probably go to the Niners because that was his childhood team. He grew up a Niners fan. He grew up in the area, and they have the best O-line. They have amazing receivers, amazing coaching.
Yeah.
But they have Purdy now, so they might just go after him and develop him.
Works
they have
perfect
Trey Lance.
For them.
They have Trey Lance there.
I could trade Trey Lance.
I don't like. I see like a 5-10% chance of Brady going there, like very, very low.
He has to go to another team.
I could see him going to the Raiders because they have McDaniels, his old friend. They're like known for being very, very good friends. They won a lot of championships together.
Seahawks?
Nah.
He needs a team with a good all line and
good, weapons and
good,
weapons and
good
coaching.
Running game.
Weapons and coaching.
I think the Raiders would be perfect, but the all line is not as good. They have great running game. They have the
Josh Jacobs,
arguably the best receiver in the game.
Davante Adams.
They do need a quarterback, but their all line is not the best to protect Brady. And I said this last week. I told you if the Bucks can't protect Brady in this game,
he can't do anything.
There's no way
he should go to California.
He's shy. He gets a little scared. He's
like
45, bro.
40.
He gets one big hit, like
he's done.
He's probably gonna be done. Like so,
any of those.
I don't know. It's hard to predict where he's gonna go, but I do think he'll play another year.
Yeah,
100%.
I agree with that too. If he finds a team, I think he'll play. I think he'll go. He'll move on there as long as they have a good line. If not, and I don't think he's coming back to the Bucks, and just might as well call it. You know,
But like, if he didn't want to retire after winning a Super Bowl, like I don't think he's gonna want to retire after having a bad end to the season.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how you phrase it, like, they kind of got embarrassed in his last game. So
they did.
I don't think he wants that to be his last game. So
no. But I think there's nothing to prove.
There was nothing to prove 4 years ago. It was 5 years ago. There was still nothing to prove. It doesn't matter to him. He just wants to play. Like,
you can say the same thing
about LeBron. You can say the same thing about Ronaldo. They had nothing to prove, but they're just still playing because they want to play. So I think Brady's in the same boat. He just wants to play.
Now he's a single man.
Oh yeah, he has literally nothing to lose.
So nothing holding him down.
He's gonna be like, I'm gone. I'm gone.
Whatever you want, big guy. You let us know soon.
Let's move on.
Come to the Commanders, bro. Please.
All right, chop. Well, the next matchup of the week, division matchup, Giants versus the Eagles.
Very nice.
I think it's a
nice,
sick ass matchup. They've already played twice this year. It's gonna be the third matchup.
Yeah.
And we know how hard it is to beat a team three times, right? Because it happened to the Saints like the 2 years ago. The Saints swept the Bucks, and then the Bucks beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It almost happened to the Bengals this past week, right? Mm-hmm. The Ravens played a very, very close game. Happened almost to the Bills. The Dolphins played a very, very close game. So playing a team three times in a year and winning all three is very, very hard. So I don't think this is going to be a blowout like people are expecting.
But is Daniel Jones going to be up for it, for this matchup?
Daniel Jones kind of looked very, very confident last week.
I mean, he put up a historic, like, fucking game.
Yeah.
So can he do that again?
They literally let him, like, drop back, and they let him make the decision to run or not. They let him make all the big throws in the game. They had confidence in Jones, but that was also a terrible Vikings defense.
Oh, yeah.
But we said that last week.
We said
their defense is, like, bottom of the league. Yeah. It's so bad.
It could have gone either way. It could have gone, like, the Vikings keeping it close or opening up and let whatever the fuck the Giants want to do.
But the Eagles are at home.
Yeah, I know that
they've beaten the Giants 9 times in a row at home.
But
last time the Giants won was Eagles, week 8, 2013.
I think the Eagles are not the same team as they were when they were like 9-0.
Yeah,
they got a little banged up at key positions. Like Hurts got hurt. Lane Johnson went down.
Yep.
One of you could argue the best lineman in the league, maybe top three, right?
Yeah.
Other injuries, I think Chauncey got hurt. Gardner Johnson got hurt.
Yeah.
A few other maybe players on defense. So they're not the same team as they were when they were on the undefeated run. The spread is only 7.5. I know that's still like a touchdown, but last week against, who was it last week?
Who?
Chiefs.
For Eagles or Giants?
No, Niners and Seahawks, right? It was like a 12-point spread, 13-point spread, something like that. One of the games last week was like a huge spread, like double digits.
I think it was Chargers
14.
It was one of the bigger teams.
Yeah,
it was
like 14 something.
So the spread only being 7.5, it's not bad at all. That means Vegas is giving the Giants a chance because this is, at the end of the day, two teams who know each other very, very well.
Yep.
And that's hard. That's hard to beat no matter how good your team is. So the Eagles are going to have to play not a perfect game, but they're going to have to play one of the best games they've played in the past like 6 weeks.
At least win.
Jalen Hurts has the Giants shoulder injury.
Yeah,
right?
He's still not 100%.
Yeah, so that's a big factor right there.
The Giants are playing confident. Like the way they're playing it's hard to beat because they're so tough. Like they don't just like the Jaguars. They don't let themselves like get beat. They don't go down and like lose all hope.
You can't,
especially with that coach. That coach is very, very experienced. Won a lot of championships. He's definitely instilled that same passion the Jaguars have, right? Like, we're never out of the game. So the Giants had to keep it close, just like I said, for the Jaguars and the Chiefs. They have to keep it close in the first half. They can't let the Eagles start hot because it's game over then, because the Giants don't have a comeback ability like the Jaguars do. They have Trevor Lawrence, who can make those big throws.
Mm-hmm.
Jones down like 2 or 3 scores.
Yeah.
I'm not that confident in Daniel Jones. The game is close.
Mm-hmm.
He can play his game because it's all quick passes and runs, but you can't do that when you're down like 3 scores. You have to make big plays at some point. And they're literally the worst big play offense in the entire league. I think they were last in the league in like explosive plays over 20 yards.
Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles have been attacking zone defense, and if anything, that's what the Giants have been playing for most of the season. Mm-hmm. And if they can get them figured out and read the defense well, which was Jalen Hurts has been doing for most of the season, I think they can put up a lot of touchdowns in the first half. Not a lot of touchdowns, but, you know, a lot of points in the first half. And that'll be very hard for the Giants to come back or keep up with, for the least. Mm-hmm. If their offense fires on all cylinders and Daniels somehow puts up the same performance from last week.
I think he's capable.
He is capable, but the
game cannot get out of hand.
I can't.
Because then he plays nervous. But so, when they're in the game, I think he plays confident.
Yeah. So big emphasis on the Giants defense in this game. Like,
yeah, they have to show up.
They have to show up. There's no way.
Dexter Lawrence, the Giants lineman, D lineman, last week, like every other play or maybe even every play you looked, he was in the backfield, bro. Yeah. Like every single time he was beating that guy in front of him. Every single time. I didn't know he was that demon. Like, Dexter Lawrence, he played 77% of the Giants' defensive snaps this year, and he's like 350 pounds. You know how much stamina you gotta have to be that big?
Well, D linemen are the fittest people. Bro, fittest.
He played almost 80% of the defensive snaps this year, and he's that big. And he's not a no name, but he I think he put himself out there on the map last week when he was destroying the Vikings O-line. Like I think he was the best player on the defense.
I mean, linemen don't give that much credit until like
the he's gonna have to play like that for them to have a chance again.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to be the best lineman on the team because
there's no other way.
Their pass rush is not amazing. It's not amazing, but it's okay.
Eagles receiver, his last name is Smith. I want to say Devontae.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
He
set some record. Last six games, he had 5 receptions and 60 yards.
It's crazy.
Bro, he's really fucking good. Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about.
He's a rookie.
They know how to...
2023.
Second year.
Yeah?
Smith? Yeah. I think it's the second year.
Yeah.
I thought he got drafted this year. 23? No?
I'm pretty sure it's second year. Second year. Because I remember him, he won that championship with Georgia Actually, you might be right. This might have been...
Because he got Heisman last year.
I thought this was his second year.
Check the stats.
2021.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is his second season.
Yeah.
Him and AJ Brown have been tearing shit up this season. You could argue they're the best duo in the league. Like, who else could you argue?
Tyreek and Waddle.
Yeah, actually, Tyreek and Waddle. Yeah. Them two, and then maybe Chase and Higgins.
Yeah.
AJ Brown and Smith are right there because they've been making big plays the entire season.
Like you said, they know how to read the
14-3, too. Yeah. Yeah. And Hurts. His like incline, like his improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that he was capable of that.
Nobody would have guessed that when he came out of college.
I was like, yeah. He'll be all right. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to be this good because now he knows exactly what defense he's going against. I know he's a little banged up, so he'll look a little slower in the past few weeks. But if he knows what defense they're playing, like he's going to get the ball out very, very quick. You know, he's smart as hell. Yeah. He's smart as hell. Yeah.
He does that like I forgot. What quarterback, legendary quarterback it was, but he does that like eye scan where like you look everywhere and then you throw it, which I think is impressive.
And then he goes through all his progression. Yeah. Young quarterbacks, some quarterbacks, they just be looking around. They're not analyzing anything. Yeah. They're just looking and they don't know what the fuck to look at because they're so,
before
they're so
know
flustered.
It,
they're just like, don't know, okay. When you see them slowly moving their heads, that's when you know they're actually like analyzing something.
In these leagues, the game is so fast. Yeah. No matter how good you are in college, it's going to take time to speed up.
Yeah.
If for him, and I won't even say for Dak. I know Dak's been in the league for a little bit. But this year, it looks like it's slowed down for him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because even though he's playing like snap, 2 seconds, throw.
You still have to know what defense you're playing. In those 2 seconds, you have to know, okay, that safety is not coming down. Okay, I can throw it here. Okay, that cornerback is playing off and that guy's going to be open because I trust my receiver to get there. So.
Look at Zach Wilson.
Yeah, literally, bro. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
He's out there. Coach, please.
Bro, he literally doesn't know what the hell defense he's playing against. He lost the locker room in his second year, bro. Yeah. Like when they brought him back off the bench and started him, like apparently a lot of Jets players were upset.
Damn.
Like they told the coaching staff or some shit like we don't fuck with this guy.
Terrible leader.
I don't know what's gonna happen with the Jets. We're gonna talk about that.
I know what you're saying though.
So yeah, Hurts has made a big jump. I think even you could say Daniel Jones has made
a decent
jump because I think Daniel Jones. Actually, no, I'm wrong. I was gonna say something, but wrong stat. Daniel Jones this year definitely cleaned up the interceptions and his fumbles. So. Both quarterbacks, a lot of improvement here.
I like it.
What are we picking though? We went through all the stats.
It would be
went through all the breakdowns. Who are we picking though?
It would be a very 72-9 Golden State Warriors kind of season if the Eagles blow this.
Yeah, no, Eagles need to get at least.
If the Eagles don't win this game,
I don't want to pick first, but I'm gonna go ahead and pick first, and I'm picking Giants.
Wow.
for the upset. I'm picking two dogs this week.
He better go 0-6.
Nah. Bro, it's very possible, bro. I'm telling you, the Giants are a tough-nosed team, bro. Yes. Those teams are not easy to beat in playoffs.
Yeah, I believe it, man. The Giants have been wanting this Eagles, for so long.
This is their chance. I know it's not a big deal, but Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, he was like, we were going over film or we were watching the Giants game or something like that. We ordered Pizza Hut. Pizza was tough crust. You guys didn't see this?
The fuck?
He said it was in like a press conference. So like somebody asked him something, but I don't know. He was just like, me and my coaching staff, you know, we just ordered some Pizza Hut, you know, stuff crust. You know, we were just watching the game and this shit. And then a lot of Giants fans, you know, like you could tell online, they took it. They were like, oh, they're not taking us seriously. And, you know, they're kind of taking it as a joke. They're taking us lightly, underestimating us. So, you know, we got to go punch them in the mouth. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the Giants head coach told him that, like, look, they're fucking eating stuffed crust pizza, watching your film. Like,
it takes the littlest amount of spark to like ignite.
I know
it's
a little like.
But besides that little spark, I mean, New York has been dying to get like a good team going.
Saquon is playing out of his mind.
Well, Saquon out of his killed
mind,
on fantasy.
Out of his mind. He's literally playing like maybe the best running back. Yeah, but he's healthy and he's playing well. So,
imagine if they still had OBJ. But I mean, OBJ is bad. We don't know where he is now.
It would have been difficult to keep him.
If they picked him up before the playoffs, that would have been nice.
Difficult to keep him. But
I'm picking the Giants.
I think Saquon.
He's Saquon, yeah.
I think Saquon is basically what Ezekiel Elliott should have or could have been.
Maybe,
honestly. Yeah. But even with all these injuries that he had, I'm really happy that he's coming back and like having such a great season. New York in general deserves this.
He's been playing with shitty like O-lines, shitty players, shitty coaching.
This year
it kind of came together. Yeah, bad luck. Yeah. He's healthy. I want to see Saquon win, bro. I'm going Giants.
You know, Eagles still going to win. All of this, I mean, I'd love to see the Giants win this and, you know, have something to show for, but the Eagles have been grinding all season. I think a little break at the end, a little bit of pizza, a little bit of stuff.
They're the better roster. You can't argue against that.
I think it's well deserved, a little bit of reward, but I think they're going to come out and it can be a close game, but I think the Eagles will win by at least like a touchdown or like
spread is 7.5 points. Spread is 7.5.
I say 7-10 points.
Somewhere like that. It shouldn't be too.
Both Eagles?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, fly, Eagles, fly.
Nah, Big Blue going to win. Watch. Big Blue going to win. Let's move on to our last matchup of the week.
Big Apple? What the
fuck I think this could be... I think it probably is the game of the week, honestly. We almost saw this matchup a little bit ago, but then unfortunately, you know, Hamlin got hurt. Yeah. And, you know, we're thankful and, you know, we're happy that he's healthy. Or not healthy, but he's, you know, he's all right, right? He's not in critical condition anymore. You know, he's up and around. So, you know, good for Hamlin. But in this game... The Bills, you know, the Bills are going to have to play their best game to beat the Bengals.
Battle of the gritty.
Yeah, two amazing quarterbacks. You could argue... Nah, actually, you can't argue that. I was going to say two of the best quarterbacks, but Mahomes is still in, so... I don't know. This is going to be a fun-ass game, bro. I think a game of the week, guaranteed.
I mean, Joe Burrow is top three, in my opinion. It's Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
You think...
Then maybe.
You think Allen's better than Burrow?
Oh, yeah. He can run better.
I don't think so.
He can run better.
I think Burrow's not consistent.
He's a bigger size. Yeah, I mean.
I think Josh Allen is a better like physical specimen.
Physical
like, I think he's the best physical like specimen quarterback in the league, bro. Yeah. He's huge and can like take hits and run fast.
He wants
all that.
To take hits.
But I think Burrow, the decision making in the pocket, the way his footwork in the pocket, he knows when he doesn't like to run. I mean, not that he doesn't like to run, but. He doesn't abuse his legs, but when he needs to, he can get the first down easy.
No,
smart quarterback.
I think Burrow is just like one step above Allen. That's what I think. Right now.
I kind of see
Allen is a lot of turnovers.
Mentality he brought from college. I think he spent all four years there, right? Mm-hmm. And he became a leader in college, and now you can see it translate to the NFL.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. The whole team believes in him. When the team is like, we got Joe Burrow, we can win any game. Just like. The Chiefs are, it's like the Bills are, they're like, we got this quarterback, we can win. The Bengals are the same way. We got Joe Burrow.
I see that, and Joe Burrow's game, you can say, is different. It's, you can compare it also to a better Tom Brady, a better younger Tom Brady.
He doesn't rely on his legs. He wins mentally. He knows what he's doing.
Knows the plays, knows the runs, knows when to make the right decision, when to make the right pass, doesn't rely on running or size.
And that's where you could argue Josh Allen falters.
Yeah.
That for me, that's what makes Josh Allen maybe have the edge over Burrow is the capability of running, which is what
extending the play,
which is what this kind of league right now is requiring. I mean,
it's true.
You can see that also with a quarterback like Zach Wilson. I mean, he can scramble and he can make those runs.
He doesn't know when. But
at this point, his mobility is just not as good, and he can't be a good quarterback. I think Josh Allen has both of those aspects.
And he's huge.
He can run. He's huge, and he can be elusive, and he can hit the fucking defense.
He jump over defenders,
like
bro.
Just
like,
truck them, and he wants that kind of action. A Brady or a Burrow doesn't
get up,
want that.
He'll get up and be like, "Yeah, do it again, do it again." Like, so no one's doing that as a quarterback. Like, no one's doing that.
I feel like it's a combination of both play styles and like a lot of physicality, which, in my opinion, makes Josh Allen the better quarterback, or the second best quarterback, in my opinion. And that's probably why I'll take the Bills. I think it will be crazy close because the amount of talent that these teams have with the quarterback and the receiving. The only thing I will give the Bengals in this matchup is having Joe Mixon.
The Bengals have an actual running game. The Bills don't have a running game.
Singletary
like
barely gets used. It's basically Josh Allen again, which makes
when they do
which
use
gets him more
Singletary,
banged up.
I don't want to. When they do
Singletary
use him,
and
he
Cook
pops off.
Cook is good too. Yeah. Dalvin Cook's brother James Cook, he's solid, bro. Like
they just don't.
I don't know why. They got a scheme more for them.
No, their O line is like pretty average. Yeah. Like for having an amazing quarterback like Allen, you would expect like they would have. Yeah. Like reinforce the shit out of that like O-line, but it's like good enough, but it's not.
It doesn't have to be though.
No, it does.
I know, but
I know he can run at any time, but you can't rely on that the entire game. You have to be able to sit in the pocket and
as good as he is with an average line. Imagine how great he could be with a good line.
And then he only really has Diggs. I know the other receivers are making plays here and there, but if he has a bad O-line. And he wasn't that mobile. Then I don't think he'd be making a lot of these plays. Good. Like
but I think
his O line does let him down a lot.
Yeah,
I will say that. And they don't have a running game because their O line is not amazing. It's okay. It's good enough, but it's not amazing.
Against
and
the Bengals,
are fundamentally
and
sound.
On the other side, the Bengals O line is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like they had an amazing O line at the beginning of the year, but now three starters are out.
Yeah.
So that's one big key. Like for the Bengals this week, they're gonna have three backup linemen.
Burrow needs that protection.
Three backup linemen in, but at the same time, the Bills' pass rush is not good. So it's literally like, it's like balanced, bro. Both teams are so balanced because one team is like good at, the other team has the answer for it.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. The only thing, the one stat that jumps out for me that wants me to pick the Bengals is Josh Allen this year. I think he has the most turnovers of a quarterback in the entire league.
Oh, shit.
He probably has the most red zone interceptions, but if you combine fumbles and interceptions, I think he has like 30, 32 this year.
But it took him.
Think about that.
It took him a little bit.
And you know why? It's because Dable is a Giants coach now. Josh Allen was known for giving the ball up in his first year. He had like a 50% completion rate in his first year. He kept turning it over. People were like, this guy's not it, right? Like he's a potential guy. Then Dable came there and he taught Allen how to not turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. Dable leaves, goes to Giants, teaches Daniel Jones how not to turn the ball over. And now Josh Allen is way worse than he was, I think, a year ago at keeping the ball, like, safe, right? Like, for you to win, the ball has to not be turned over that much. The only team to ever win, like, with turning the like, having the turnover differential being, like, so much in the other team's favor was the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They turned the ball over 5 times last week and they still won. No one is doing that. Like, that was a one-off game. Like, Josh Allen has to keep the ball safe. That's been his biggest problem this year.
So I agree with that. I'll give you that. And let's say that's how Josh Allen plays in the regular season. Mm-hmm. How about the playoffs? He changes in the playoffs.
I agree. He's playing amazing in the playoffs.
300-plus yards and 3 touchdowns plus.
In the past few games in the playoffs. I agree. It changes. He does play, but last week against the Dolphins should have had no chance in that game with Skylar Thompson playing. The only reason they had a chance is because Allen turned it over. That's the only reason they had a chance. Allen turned it over.
So one bad playoff game.
I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad playoff game, but the reason the Dolphins were in is because of Josh Allen. Allen keeps the ball safe. It doesn't turn it over. The Dolphins had no chance. Zero shot. So that's how I see the Bills being able to win. If they win the turnover battle. If they have more turnovers than the Bengals, Joe Burrow's going to take advantage, bro. That's what he does.
Which he can. Along with Mixon.
I don't know, bro. I gave y'all some good stats. I'm telling you.
It sounds like you're picking the Bengals.
My bet of the day.
He read my mind.
Bet US.
Jamar Chase touchdown. Anytime.
Yeah. Wow. I don't. Yeah. I don't see the Bills being able to stop Ja'Marr Chase. No. Like, and yeah, if they double him, then you got Higgins and Boyd right there. So.
Yeah.
And Burrow and Chase have that connection.
Higgins, 60 plus.
just throwing out bets. Nah, but on the real though, I'm taking the Bengals.
Oh, nah. You've been riding with the Bengals for most of the season.
I'm telling you, bro. Joe Burrow is that guy, bro. He is that guy. I fuck with Josh Allen, but he has a turnover problem. At the end of the day, he has a turnover problem.
Who's the guy for you, Todd?
I'm going to say Bengals. Why is that? There was a time when Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, you could say they're like
clearly
the two best players, and then you have to like debate between the two. Now that debate's not as simple.
Now Mahomes is like clear, and then like it's exactly, a little bit like it's like now it's like then Burrow, Allen, Herbert.
I think
but you can you're debating Burrow for second, or not Burrow, Allen for second, right?
You could make a claim, yeah. You could make that claim.
And I think it's Burrow's time because last year they got pretty far,
almost won Super Bowl, bro.
Exactly,
a few plays away.
Yeah,
and he's not a type of player to like fault or lower himself from last year. I feel like he's the type of guy that works to get further. And I mean, there's obvious like. I'm not shaming the Bills. Bills are a very good squad, but they were a little shaky in the middle. Yeah, Josh Allen is really good in the playoffs, but first game so far, kind of shaky, got the dub, but I don't think that's enough.
The Bills
or Bengals.
Bills are favored by 5.5 right now, which is kind of insane.
That's crazy.
Because I'm pretty sure they're playing at Bengals.
Yeah. Damn.
Which is kind of wild to me. I don't understand how they're favored by 5.5. Wait, no, I'm tripping. They're playing... They're playing at Bills.
Okay, that kind of makes... That was my last thing.
So
the weather.
They are playing at Bills.
So, in your opinion, it's Burrow's turn to take a gander at Mahomes if they do reach the finals or if they do get matched up.
Chiefs-Bengals conference championship.
Yes, indeed. That would be a great game.
Rematch.
Yeah, let's say we already said that Mahomes is clear. Josh Allen have faced Mahomes and have failed. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can't put it on him.
Burrow has beat... The Chiefs like three times. Bro.
So and let's say he beats them off in this playoff. Let's say that
don't say beats them off. Say that again.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck you just making it that way.
Don't say that.
You pause that. You go ahead.
Don't say that.
I mean, what else is he gonna do? Okay, defeats them.
There you go.
He defeats them in this playoffs. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that Burrow would have the edge over Allen, or even maybe Mahomes? Or I think would be Mahomes like skill level on the same level as Mahomes.
I don't think anybody like pure skill, pure talent.
You're not touching Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can touch
but
that. But the way the throws he makes, like the off schedule throws, I don't think anybody else can do that. But I think Burrow's pretty close. Like
I feel like he can
as
get
close as you can get
in the same category if they go up there and face off the Chiefs.
Yeah, if they beat him again, he could. People will probably start putting him like, oh, guys, Mahomes
he's like
is
right there.
Burrow's catching up, or Burrow's right there. Yeah,
especially if he gets a ring.
People are definitely gonna make. Oh yeah, especially if he gets a ring.
Tom Brady had Eli Manning. It's gonna be Burrow's Eli Manning, or not Burrow's?
I mean,
Mahomes, you
have to respect that their game is different. I mean,
yeah,
Burrow's not gonna be able to do the.
He's not making.
That
he's not
does.
Making the. You know that throw in the Super Bowl where he like he was literally like levitating and like side up. Like Burrow's not doing that.
But just that little toss. Brady tried that. Brady tried that once.
Yeah, everybody got hyped. He made one shovel pass. Everybody was like, "Oh my god!" He brought his Mahomes out. I was like, "Bro,
they saw that touchdown." And
you think Tom Brady never did that in his like 30-year career? You think he ever did that? But I was like, "Yeah, it's a little funny." But
that Julio Jones touchdown was giving him hope right now.
That's funny as hell, but yeah. I'm gonna go with the Bengals.
Bengals, I'm Bills. Dodge.
Bengals.
Oh wow,
shit. What you mean? Oh wow, I gave you like 45 different reasons for them to win.
I'm just in awe that I'm on my own in this one.
So any other stats or anything? Any other concerns you want
to
bring up?
Only concern and message I'd like to send out is to KD, get better soon.
Please.
I know Jimmy Butler did you dirty. I know he didn't mean to do that.
This is begging. He's begging.
Get back. But either way, oh my god.
Either go ahead. Either way,
I just saw the scoreboard to the Nets Suns.
Devin Booker's not
we'll come
it doesn't
back.
Matter, bro. When
we'll,
your best player is not playing, we'll all come, the games have an asterisk.
We'll come back.
Asterisk.
We'll come back.
There's like half the Suns are playing.
Ricky Rubio's coming back, making a comeback too, but I don't think he's on the Suns.
Isn't he?
He's
on the
Cavs.
Cavs.
Yeah. I don't know why that popped in my head, but either never mind, bro. Just, any other messages?
Any other gonna say anything else
I apologize about my message.
Sixers and six.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
All right.
We're good. I think we're good. We'll see
you
all next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week, everyone. If you did enjoy this episode, you can leave a review or let us know what you want to think about it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We're available on streaming platform. Why are you breathing like that?
Huh?
I'm kidding. if you want to stay up to date on all sports events, episodes, and all those things, you can follow us on any social media platform at CheckTheStat5. I'm Hamza, along with Harry. Dodge, and without T-Rain, check the stats.
Peace.
Peace. We'll see y'all next week.
Good divisional round.